Cheers, James. Thanks for inviting me to tell a bit about my home brewing experiences, and especially when it comes to yeast. I was so worried about my first batch of beer that we drove all the way from St. Louis, Missouri to Belleville, Illinois, probably about a 50-mile round trip. Nice place to go to, but I was worried about getting fresh yeast, and we actually transferred it back home in a cup of ice to make sure that it was nice and fresh. When I got home, I did the starter and the flask and spent a lot of time. And the first batch of beer I ever made was great, although I thought it was pretty much a hassle. And I used that method for about 3 or 4 more batches. I even tried some dry yeast and made a nice Irish stout with it. Tastes just like the most popular brand out of Ireland over there. But as I kept experimenting with different styles of beer and the availability of the different strains of yeast that were available, I came across the Activator Packs, which is a starter and the yeast all in one. You give it a smack, and there's a little nutrient bubble, and it busts inside of this envelope. You shake it up, let it sit for about 12, 24 hours, even less. You really don't even have to activate it, but it blows up to just show you that maybe, well, it doesn't blow up like a bomb or anything. If it expands like a balloon, you could see what's going on, that the yeast is working and that it's going to be great to pitch into your wort when you're ready. I only brew a few different styles, so I only need a few different strains of yeast. I usually get about 2 to 3 batches out of each of those activator packs after transferring my beer from the primary fermenter to the secondary fermenter. After about a week, well, the slurry that's left at the bottom has plenty of nice yeast, and I just pitch that into the next batch, whether I have to store it in the Erlenheim flask, or lately, Jim Spencer told me about washing yeast, and I washed it out in a mason jar and saved it for the next batch, and that seems to have worked fine. I'm interested in trying to get the most batches out of one of those activator packs, how I can sample yeast, and that's my question, Dave. I want to know how I can keep that yeast going as long as I can, what kind of starters, what kind of samples I have to have, and when do I know, when I do a starter, when do I know that I have enough yeast to pitch for 5 gallons of beer?